This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey there, AfterBuzzers. You are watching season 3, episode number 8 of Total Bellas. And it's actually the first episode of the two-part Bachelorette. Is Nikki really ready for marriage? We're celebrating the Bachelorette party and Mama gets back to Paris anxiously. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's a Bella Bachelorette.
Woo!
Woo! Thank you for tuning in, guys. This is Total Bellas, season 3, episode number 8. And I have my lovely panel here. Let us know who you guys are.
Yes. Hey, everybody. My name is Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me at Crystal823. And I'm going to go ahead and give it to Anissa.
Yeah. I'm Anissa Barr. I'm glad to be back. I've missed two episodes. Yes.
Right. We're glad to have you back. You was in the chat, though, last week, weren't you?
I was in the chat. I was just recovering because I had something had happened to me. But stay tuned.
Back.
Yeah, I'm back. But stay tuned, guys. Later on, I'm doing a fun giveaway. But stay tuned till the end.
Yeah, she did a lot to get this together,
Heck
too.
Yeah, it took me a long time.
Look at this little
guy.
She
pulled it together.
Yeah.
Pulling it together, girl.
Right. So, speaking of, what did you ladies think of this episode?
I felt like Nikki was a little bratty, and I felt like Brie was really trying to make the most of it, and so were her friends and her family, and I felt a little disappointed in her behavior.
Yeah. I have to agree. I felt like Nikki just felt very ungrateful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, Brie is always there to help her. And I noticed that within this past season that Nikki and Brie's the one who's sacrificing a lot for Nikki.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Oh, and by the way, I'm Anique Loveless. Sorry, I forgot to introduce myself.
So excited.
And TK is out for the day, and we miss you, but she should be back next week. So.
Oh, good.
Yay, excited. I totally agree with this. So they started out with showing, obviously this is the first part of The Bachelorette. There's two episodes of it. So they started out with the family and all of her girls coming to Paris.
Yes.
How exciting.
Yeah, except Nikki wasn't being that exciting, you know? I mean, I was kind of rooting for her because I started with the red balloon. She looked a little bit like Carrie Bradshaw.
She was super excited.
She had her red shoes on. She was throwing hats and berets. And then what happened? She like deflated. I don't know. It's incredible. She even did
she dressed up.
She totally dressed up. She got a chateau.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, a bunch of people have been there, you know, that are famous. And, the man who created the Versailles.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. We are definitely going to talk about that because that is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
She's throwing this huge thing. She wants a sort of a Sex and the City feel, you know, when
she did.
That's kind of funny, the fact that she wants wants a Sex in the City feel, but in Paris.
Yeah.
In Paris. Well, they Carrie Bradshaw did end up going there. Yeah. Speaking of, yeah, okay. She went there.
I've never seen Sex in the City.
Alexandra Petrovsky.
Yes.
I love Sex in the City.
Yes, same. But we love Bella's. So going back to Bella's, I have to say I was a little disappointed in that, but... you know, I thought it was really funny that she brought her mom and her brother along. I was like, what are they doing there? They shouldn't be there.
Really? Really? Yeah,
you thought it was good?
I thought it was fine. And as we, you know, get down into it, they ended up doing their own thing anyway. But
I thought
it was fine that her mom and her brother kind of wanted to tag along. So, yeah, I didn't, you know, mind that. So they did show up to the airport.
Yeah.
They came and then they got this chateau. She said, I skipped the hotel. I've gotten this chateau. So it's Le Chateau.
Yes.
And they're very picky about who's there. But she said that the son of the owner was a fan of her and John and all of them. So
they got lucky.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the sound of your engine getting clean. Because BP and Amoco gasolines with Invigorate clean deep in your engine as you drive, helping your car run better to take you farther. Fuel a cleaner engine with BP and Amoco gasolines with Invigorate at a station near you. Optimizes your engine's performance from the harmful effects of deposits caused by minimum detergent fuels. Requires continuous use. Results depend on what you drive and how you drive. Comparison made for fuels with the same ethanol content.
Okay, right?
Yeah, they showed the whole house. What did you guys think about the house?
Okay.
Yeah.
It was just a big deal because of the names.
Probably. Yeah. That's how like it is when it comes to certain things. It's like, cool, it's a name, but also I don't know. It's hard to explain from my perspective. But
right.
No, I get it.
I think that it is a history home.
Yeah.
So I just wish that it was just more detailed.
Yeah.
Like it had more to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like there was more, like it was more extravagant.
Yes. Yeah. The furniture wasn't that great. The floors looked terrible.
It might have just been old timey. They might have just kept the essence of the house.
No, even the couches, when they first showed the first room, I must have rewinded that like.
But think
times.
About if Mick Jagger sat on the couch. You would
Demo in the chat says JJ should have stayed home.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of history there, but it's also like, I mean, if you're going to make a big deal about a place, you know, not the Bellas, but like the people who own the home, I felt like they should have had it a little bit more up to par because I've seen French homes and
that look better.
Really, oh yeah, they can really look amazing. I mean, the French have wonderful style. So
yeah,
shout out to the French.
Right, shout out to them.
They just won the World Cup series. So hey,
woo! Oh yeah, they did.
So congrats to you guys.
Congrats. Yeah. But so they all are really excited about this house. They get in there. They get their bags together. They really, like, get all dressed up because Nikki says she wants the Sex in the City themed, sophisticated bachelorette, not the penis on the heads and all that stuff. What did you guys think the Sex in the City bachelorette meant? Like, did you think it was going to be not as boring?
I don't know. I thought maybe she had this idea of like it being like just this classy theme. I mean, that's pretty much what I got from it.
Did you find that it was classy though?
No.
Me either.
No.
I was like, this is super boring.
Yeah, it was boring. It was really boring. It's like that's a trip that you take with someone like to be romantic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be romantic and you walk around and you eat, you know, croissants and baguettes.
Right. Or like she said, the wine. Love, eat, pray situation.
Yeah. I just didn't feel that. Like, you don't go there for a bachelorette party. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
No, I totally agree because we all know Nikki is very a sexual person. And I'm surprised she didn't want the traditional bachelorette.
Like, thing. Well, she kept saying she's older.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, come on.
This never really stopped her before. I think she's just not in a good place. I think she's just not happy. She doesn't feel like
celebrating. Or she's trying to John and not do those
things. That's what I was thinking, too. I have to agree. We never agree, but I have to agree with that one.
No, we don't agree.
But you know what? I'll have to disagree You remember the conversation on the bus? He was like, you know, you need to get up and you need to have fun. I want to hear some crazy stories. I'm over here bored. You're not doing anything. Like,
right.
You need to show me. And I think he could tell that she's not having fun. So I don't think
All know the underlying of like Nikki Bella and John, the whole John Cena relationship. Like she thinks that she makes up stories in her mind that she's pleasing John. Yeah. So I think in her mind she felt like, oh, I want to be a little more mature and sophisticated. So I'm not going back telling him all of this stuff that I did.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was super, to me, what did you guys think? But I thought it was super boring. I thought Bree was right. It was super boring.
You know, I was just really, I felt for her friends because they spent all that money to go there. And,
yeah, that's what we were talking about last week.
Yeah, I was like, okay, hold up a second. If I was there, I'd be like, look, let's do our thing during the day. I'm out at night. Right. Like, I'm going to have fun. I traveled across the world just to come here and to spend time with you. And this is all you're giving me?
Right, and we talked about that last week, so TK would want her gift back. Her flight paid for. She'd want her flight paid for.
I love it.
But yeah, I thought it was boring.
It was so boring.
I thought it was super boring. Anissa, what you think?
Boring.
No real thought. You're like, I'm so over this at this point.
It is, because when I look at bachelorette parties, you think of Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, or Miami.
Mexico.
Mexico, Cancun.
I've never done this, but Amsterdam.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like a place that's fun. And Paris is fun, but Paris is known for being romantic.
So more like the honeymoon.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel in a way I shouldn't be complaining the fact that she went to Paris, because in a way I feel like I should be like, okay, well, it's her money, it's her, she does whatever the hell she wants. That's totally cool.
But it's not her personality, and that's why you feel
that's
like
the thing. It's not her personality, and that bothers me, because it's like, Nikki,
who are you being true to?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And not yourself.
Yes.
So did you guys think,
my words, and I love it.
Did you guys think that the whole thing about bringing JJ at dinner coming up with this let's do the dares, did that make it any more exciting? Do you feel
I thought
like
that was the best part.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like, I was embarrassed for her. I won't lie. She was embarrassed, but I was embarrassed for her, too. I was like, I wouldn't have done that. Because she was wearing this gorgeous dress. They're at this beautiful, you know, dinner.
Michelin star dinner.
Okay. You don't do that. You don't you don't be American. Okay? That's an American thing to do. Like, this is
I'm bougie
French,
like that, so I would like that. Everybody in the chat already knows, but I definitely don't think that was like bachelorette dinner either.
No, it wasn't.
Like at all. Nothing about it. It really, honestly, in all honesty, and everybody knows I love the Bellas, it made the episode so boring.
Yeah, it totally did. And you could tell the guy that got scared
he was like, don't come back out.
Yeah, he was like not having it. And it was not a good moment for them. I actually really enjoyed other things in the episode, but that we talked about later on.
Yeah, definitely, because they really got pretty deep in this. It's The Bachelorette was pretty boring, but it did get deep. But before we get to the deep side,
we're going to do the live read.
Yes! We have some special stuff for you, AfterBuzzers.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. So, we need your help. We are asking that you please subscribe to one of our YouTube channels. We could use you at Southern Charm, which is a show that we do Thursday nights. 90 Day Fiancé is like one of my favorite shows. It comes on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, all of the Housewives franchise. If you were worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did this, and also comment, and we will thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us out, because we are the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, make sure you guys subscribe.
Yes, please like.
We
subscribe.
Love all of our fans. Joseph, yes,
on
Demo.
iTunes, on YouTube. Please,
Gabby.
Please.
Gabby. Everybody who gets
Stormy,
on the chat, we
all
love
the new
you guys.
People that are coming in. Rocky, you guys yes. are all fabulous.
Thank you so much.
Yes. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We do. We really do. Yes. We wouldn't be here without you guys. So please, 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 please subscribe, comment. Like I said, iTunes. You can also go on YouTube, and we'll definitely give you a shout out for everything that you do. Yeah,
right. Well, as you guys know, make sure you subscribe. We love you. Thank you. Now let's get into JJ and Mama Kathy, Mama Bella.
I love Mama Kathy.
I know Mama Bella she's great. I like her. and I love that she's in each episode. She's starting to like kind of show fears, but how she's overcoming them, which is actually really great. So they decided to go on their own and do their own thing,
which I love.
Yeah,
that's what needed to happen. That's when I was like, okay, then it's okay for them to be.
I know. I thought it was really cool that JJ was just like, hey, because Nikki, she's such a people pleaser.
Yes.
At this point, to me, it's a little like, come on, Nikki. You're supposed to be fearless, Nikki. You're supposed, like, what are you doing? Like, you're just.
But I think that's what she's contending with. I think that's why she's so unhappy, is that she had that little break from John, and she's starting to realize that, like, she's a people pleaser, one, with everybody, but not just with everybody, even with herself. Like, she's
right.
She's like, like you said, she convinces herself that this is what she wants, and really she doesn't. And I think that's why she's doing therapy, which is great.
It is great. Therapy is great. Especially when you're like in your mind, you're an overthinker. I can tell that she's an overthinker. Oh, I said that this episode. I was like, she's an overthinker. She overthinks a lot of things. So, so they decided to venture off and do their own thing, go on the Ferris wheel, which we know Mama Bella is afraid of heights.
Totally.
So is my mom.
Were you guys thinking the same thing? I was like, she got drunk on that Ferris wheel.
Okay, can we just start with her telling her son JJ, like, no, you can't put that in your jacket. And then she's like, does it fit?
Right.
I was like, I love you right now. Yes, she totally was into it. And then the fact that they went around once, and then he's like, oh, we're going again. I mean, it's just fun. It reminded me of, like, my brother and my mom's relationship and how he's always, like, joking around. And I felt like...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
He really needed this, like, bonding time with JJ. And it was nice to see JJ being, like, sweet. Not that he's not sweet sometimes, but, like...
Caring the whole entire time.
Caring, and these are moments you will always remember until the end of time, right? Mm-hmm. Like when your parents pass.
Especially in Paris.
Yeah, when your parents pass, you know, these are the moments that I feel like you need to cherish. Right?
And I think that's one thing that JJ kind of mentioned before, that his dad was never really around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and I could be wrong, but maybe they did have her and her mother had a close relationship. JJ and Mama Bella had a close relationship throughout the years until the Bellas started to become more famous, and probably not Mama Bella's focusing on their careers and what they were doing. And it probably separated. So I really like how JJ and Mama Bella have that relationship, because JJ could learn from Mama Bella and use those advice with his kids.
Yes.
Right.
And his wife, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So cute.
I think
he's a mama's boy, though?
No.
I do.
Maybe 50-50.
No, I think he's a mama's boy. I think he doesn't show it on camera. I think that JJ really puts on a persona for camera, and it's kind of that whole kind of Laguna Beach feel.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Yeah, so I feel like he does that on camera, but I do think that he's probably a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Like, did y'all ever find out when they actually called in if he still works for her?
Still does.
He still works for her?
He works for his mom.
He did mention,
what does he do?
She has a consulting, recruiting business.
Yeah, she has her own business.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he works for her or whatnot. So I do think that they have like a close relationship. I think that he's a mama's boy.
Yeah, because we don't know what happens when they're working together.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we don't know who, you know, it's like getting a little off script, but it's like Vicky from Ross with OC, her son works for her in that business. And they're kind of tight too.
Yeah,
and she promoted him. So
right.
But with that, that's how I kind of feel when it comes to Mama Bella and JJ.
I think business is good though, right? Like sometimes, not all the time, but like I think it's good when it works. And I think that it's a good balance when you have like a male and a female, right?
Yeah. I think I think on that note, I really feel like for you to be able to work together, you have to like kind of be a mama's boy. Because most men, not saying that he's not a man, but most men like to venture out in their own like sector, especially career wise.
That's true.
So with him being like, it's, you know, I still work for my mom, blah, blah, blah.
You make
know.
A great point. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
I think he's a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
But I love how he took the reins, even though he is a mama's boy. I love how he took the reins in this episode.
And he did. Like, and he showed her.
He showed her.
He definitely showed her a different side of Paris, because we find out that Mama Bella was in Paris when the attacks happened. She was literally a mile away when it happened. So this is kind of a part of her anxiousness. Like she has anxiety, as we saw last episode. So this is another part added to her anxiety that I felt like.
And I remember that. That was all over WWE.com. Like literally at the time, it was all over wrestling sites. It wasn't on E! News. It wasn't on TMZ. It was on wrestling sites. And I remember Nikki and Brie posting stuff saying that we're okay, we're fine. Because right after they heard all the commotion, I believe that they probably left right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She said that they, she said that they left right away. Uh-huh.
And they were just there before it happened.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
They were there before it happened. So when, I think they were at a museum, I could be wrong, someone in the chat let me know. And then after they left the museum near that area, they went to go get something to eat about a mile away. And that's, I think that's so when it happened.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
And JJ takes her to the cafe or the arena.
But right before that, remember they meet the French guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They talk. They do. They talk to the French guy. And he literally says, I've lived here all my life and I feel like it's safe.
Yes.
Did you guys feel like, how did you feel in that moment when he explained all that kind of to her?
I felt like it was such a great moment, and I felt like you could tell, I feel like this is how my relationship is with my mom, like comparing it. I could say whatever I feel about something to my mom, she would be like, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they need to hear it. Yeah, sometimes they need to hear it from someone else. And because he lived there, and because he like, they broke bread in a sense because they were drinking wine together. Yeah. And
oh, that was a good analogy. Yeah.
Right? They broke bread in a sense. And so when they sat there, or they stood there, and they discussed this whole situation, and he just, I don't know, I loved how he pulled her in towards the end, and he was like, just so you know, Kathy, like, it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, we're okay here.
Right.
You should be okay, too. Yeah. And he just calmed her down, and he brought her back. Like, my friend used to say, put your feet back on earth, right? When I'm feeling kind of like,
yeah,
like I'm being pulled in different directions. So she got her feet back on the ground, and I really liked that. I thought that was really sweet. And if it wasn't for JJ who stepped in and said, hey, you want to break bread with us, then that moment would have never happened. So I really loved that.
Do you think that she would have eventually got to that moment, though?
I think she might have, but maybe not as soon. You could hear it in her voice, because I watched that episode like 3 times. You could hear it in her voice, this sense of like calm. And reassurance,
right?
That she, you know, she felt what he was feeling, like his energy transferred to her,
right?
Yeah,
that's something that I really feel about Mama Bella. I love her because she's so real. Like you feel her real feelings every time. Yeah. Like when she was crying about John and Nikki breaking up, like that was the moment you were like, "Oh my God,
it's this real.
Is so real." Yeah, it was like she validates the real emotions, like you don't know sometimes.
Because it's like we never really see Mama Bella have like cry or anything, or when about the whole breast, when she had the whole breast cancer scary little moment, and she got mad at him. It's like, you know, we get to see a little bit of it, and that's something about Mama Bella that I like to see is her being a good, obviously she's a good mother,
right?
As well as being honest and real, because I feel like I feel like, oh my God, Mama Bella adopt me, like, you right. know, like, be my mom.
She's a good mom.
Like, yeah, she's definitely
a team
is.
Player for sure. Like, that's how I feel every time I see her. I'm like, gosh, she's such a team player. She puts up with a lot,
But at the same time, she gives doesn't back. She, yeah, yeah, she gives, it gets to the point where she's like, all right, this is not funny.
Like, this is not it. This is not happening no more. Yeah. I'm putting my foot down. I love that.
She
about
does.
Her.
Yeah. She does. She's such a real mother. Like, she, even on camera, like you said, she gets those little moments where you're like, well, that was a real moment right there.
Yeah.
So they basically travel around Paris to kind of get her more acclimated after the attack has happened. And now we get to it. JJ takes her to the... where it happened, the arena where it happened.
Yeah, crazy.
How did you guys feel in that moment?
I felt like, I don't know, like in that moment, I felt a bunch of different emotions. Like, I was like, wow, like, that's so crazy that it's right there. But I also was like, is this too much for her? Right?
Oh, yeah. At that moment, I did. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. She might go off in this moment. Like, why did you bring me here?
She was calm, though. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
She was really calm. And she had this sense of peace. Did you notice that?
Like,
it was really weird. It was like, I don't know. I think she had her aha moment prior to that, right?
With the French guy.
And so she was just, like, at peace with it. And I think, you know when they, like... They say, like, you're afraid of spiders. They take spiders and they put them near you so that you can overcome your fear. I felt like that was that type of moment JJ created for her.
Yeah.
And so she became stronger, you know, because...
In that moment.
Yeah, she did. She became very strong in that moment.
Right. Yeah. Anissa, did you feel the same way?
I actually, to be honest, I forgot about all that stuff that had happened until they... I'm like, oh.
Where were you guys at? It's kind of like a whole 9/11 situation where you say, where were you at? Do you remember? I remember where I was at.
Where were you?
I was in Hawaii.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was in Hawaii.
I was here. Oh, yeah, okay. I was just at home. And then it came on and I was like, what?
Yeah, I was
on?
Literally in Hawaii and we were driving down.
I was probably home. I don't have TV, so. Yeah. It was probably on social media somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just saw the news and I was just like, what is going on?
Right.
The,
we got the a one flash. Thing,
the, yeah, that too. And also the Ariana Grande situation.
Yeah,
that is always going to be a memorable situation for me.
Yeah, definitely. But
hey, they retained, they became strong, and they won the World Cup. So, yeah,
they
good
did.
For them.
But back to what you were saying. Yeah, I was totally shocked by her reaction. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like more. I was like, wow. I thought it was a totally different reaction. I agree. I thought she was going to kind of freak out.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Yeah, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you brought me here.
Yes,
like, I cannot handle this.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't. She was so chill. She was so calm.
She even thanked JJ in that moment. Like, you really opened up my eyes to...
Yeah, and he got her.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Her right when she took her like first sip of her beer, and then he tells her like, oh, do you remember the name of this restaurant? Do you remember this? And she's just like, what are you talking about? So that was another thing. He caught her off guard. You know, so I was like, because I know some of these shows, they plan things. I wonder if he planned it or if they planned it or if like it was a group thing.
That's a good
like
idea.
I really wonder how that turned out because that was a really powerful moment.
It was
in this episode.
It was. Yeah. It was. It was a better part of the episode, I will say.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So just to let you guys know, also for iTunes, make sure you guys check us out on iTunes and give us 5 stars.
That's right.
Nothing less. Make sure you guys go in there, give us 5 stars. As we say, we shout you out, we thank you, and we appreciate you for being fans.
Yes, and comment, please. We write back.
Right, definitely. So just to kind of like wrap up the actual episode, they end it with, on a good note, with Nikki doing all of her dares, and then they want to have this Bree decides that she wants to throw this masquerade party.
Yeah.
To make it more like fun, but not normal bachelorette fun.
Yes. Yeah. Playful.
And the lady came. Okay, so the lady came with the box of lingerie instead of dresses. With
I was like, what a hot mess. Do we?
Oh my god.
What are we doing here? What are we doing?
That
here?
Was. That was horrid. Yeah. She had nipple tassels.
That was so funny.
What were you guys thinking about that? Like, that was the funniest part of the episode,
I
think.
Oh my god, it was so funny. I loved Lola. She was like, oh my god, thank god JJ's not here. Thank god JJ's not here.
This is the type of masquerade party he would see, right?
Yeah. You did. I actually have to say, I wish JJ was here. I felt like he would have probably put those on and like ran around and acted like a
complete fool. Oh no, I don't know if I want to see that.
You're gonna put that picture in my mind. I don't know that.
Right.
So funny. I don't know. I was a little angry about it. Like,
really?
Oh yeah. Not like angry in the sense of like, oh, how dare they? But like. She's trying to, like, this is the one moment that she's trying to, like, pull things together, Brie, right? Mm-hmm. So I felt like, not angry, frustrated. That's okay. The word. Like, the frustration that Brie must have felt, and her and Lola were talking about how they felt a little bad for the woman who brought the stuff. But it's like, how do you not know? Like,
she had a third party clearly that she was talking to, and they must have gave her the wrong information.
It's just like, to me, that is so unprofessional. Like, you better triple check. You know, I was a makeup artist for many years, and so I'm always constantly like emailing mm-hmm. and double triple checking everything.
Ooh, right.
Right. Like, you need to be on point. You show right. up overly prepared. And that to me was like embarrassing. So.
But she technically did show up. Overly prepared. It just wasn't for the right thing.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Lingerie yeah. and nipple tassels.
Yeah.
Were you like, oh my gosh, what are they going to do with this? My question was, Brie was like, oh, now I'm not going to be able to pull it together. Why does she feel like she's not going to be able to pull it together now?
I mean, think about it. You're in a different country. It's rules. Late.
But yeah. They called somebody that fast.
Yeah, but it's late, you know, later in the day. And you know, it takes time to find women dresses and so on and so forth.
Come on, it's editing.
That's what,
I mean, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
Like,
as someone who edits stuff, that's editing.
With like, let's pull this together
yeah.
to
maybe. Yeah.
Put Could you be. On, try to put you on the edge of
yeah.
your feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I don't know. I just thought it was weird. I'm like, if y'all can find somebody that fast in that period of time, you should be able to find somebody else quickly, too. There's Maybe. More people out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Than just her. And then if you went through an agency, because it seems like they went through an agency.
Yeah.
They have more people.
Yeah, true.
That clearly could mm-hmm. come out. You're probably right. It's editing. Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah. I just had my own thoughts out loud. I just had my own thoughts out loud. So, yeah. But that's how they wrapped up the first episode of part two. Do you guys think they need a part two for this bachelorette?
Well, is next week their season finale?
Is it? I don't think so.
I'm gonna let us know.
Yeah, in the chat, let us know. Mm-hmm. Well, have the chat.
I
right?
did see a little sneak peek of it, and they obviously have things, you know, that they need to finish up, you know, continuing.
Maybe we're taking a break of season three and then coming back.
I don't know. Do they do that for the Bellas?
We don't know. We'll see. But
I don't think this is the last actual episode.
Yeah. Okay. But
is Jeff pulling it up?
Yeah, Jeff's got it.
It looks like we have two more this season.
Yes.
Okay. Two more.
I thought so. Okay. I thought I saw August.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah. Okay. I think the 29th is the last episode of the season. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
August 29th?
Yeah.
No, July.
July 29th.
July 29th. So you guys have next week and then one more week after that. And then it looks like we're on a little break.
Well, we might have a special guest on our final episode. So
hopefully so. I'm always excited.
Yeah. So comment below and who do you think our special guest is going to be?
Right.
Let's just say she's a big Bella fan.
Oh. We all are. I am.
Yeah. I love the Bellas.
So now we're going to go ahead and get into our Bella shade. Mm-hmm. This is where we recap our shadiest moments of the episode. Right, exactly. All the shade they be throwing, we gotta recap it.
Yes.
Let me know what your shadiest moment was.
I would have to say the most shadiest moment was when Nikki threw a huge tantrum about the sake.
Damn!
I felt like it was just like over the top and she really didn't need to do that. I felt like she was like a child pouting there. And I mean, come on, she said it herself. She's older and she's 34 and she's mature, right? And she doesn't want... But like she's like clearly like sulking in her misery when
right.
All she could do is just order a different, you know, cocktail and make the most of it. I don't know. I couldn't stand it. I was over it. I was over
it. I think she just had a lot going on. She has a lot going on in her head.
Well, I wonder if she was on her period that day.
Yeah. She's on the Bella show. She's in the Bella Nikki Bella show right here. Yeah, it was just selfish. I don't know. I didn't like it.
She could have been on her monthly. I get super emotional like that when I'm on mine. Like, super emo. It's ridiculous.
I think she's just, she's not happy with herself right now. And she needs to take care of that.
Yeah, she does. I do agree with that. I keep saying that, too.
Yeah, she really does.
Anissa, what'd you think? What was your shady moment?
I really don't have a shady moment. I just think the whole Nikki just acting like a child.
Okay. Well, the shade was thrown by Anissa and not in the episode. So, I know my shadiest moment was, one of my shadiest moments was when JJ hit Lola with that paddle really hard. And then another one of my shadiest moments is when, I lost it. Oh my gosh. That was one of them, but there was another one too. When Brie was turned around to Nikki and was like, boring.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of this. Yeah. She was like, all of this ish is boring, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Girl, if you're in Paris, I'd be so grateful if I was in Paris.
I don't know if
that's a shady moment, but like.
Right. It was a shady moment. Jeff got it right. It was a shady moment.
But I don't know. I now learned to appreciate the little things.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey. Not trying to be all cute or anything.
So what about this stuff going on?
Yes,
here?
Guys. I'm doing a fun giveaway.
I feel like you need one.
You guys probably don't know who these are, but it's okay. But some of the fans do know this. These are the Young Bucks. They're brothers and Kenny Omega for the Bullet Club. No, they're brothers. They're a tag team.
Oh.
So I'm doing a fun giveaway. Follow me on all social media.
I am.
To find out more information, you have to subscribe to WrestleCrate. Show me proof that you subscribe to WrestleCrate. It's a monthly box subscription.
These are socks
of Macho Man Randy Savage. There's a lot of stuff in here that you cannot get. Pretty much a fun Kevin Owens toy.
Ooh, let me hold that for you.
A signed autograph by Ric Flair himself.
I want it.
A t-shirt, some pins. A lot of this money is like over $100. So
girl, where'd you get this
from?
You going big.
Uh-huh. So
she's giving out some nice stuff.
Some nice stuff, nice fun stuff. Go and follow me on social media, especially Twitter, because I'm going to be posting all this fun stuff. Tweet me. At me, DM me, and if you want more information, go there.
Slide into the DMs.
Yes, and I'll pick the winner within a week or two. So
that's super exciting.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
You're going to get more this stuff and a little bit more. So some pins, some stickers, a Tyler Black DVD. So if you know who that is, that's Seth Rollins right now. And you want to see his old stuff from back in the day when he first started wrestling, I got a DVD for that.
Ooh.
So go on to my social media and subscribe to WrestleCrate. And you have to show me proof that you subscribed.
Yes.
So make sure you guys run and do that because that's some amazing stuff.
And also, I have a fun tip. Next item that's going to be in the WrestleCrate, it's just going to be too sweet. So, resting bands, you know what I mean by that. So,
I love subscribe.
What is too sweet? Is it going to be tickets or something? Can we get some tickets? I need some tickets. What about these fans out here? I need to be going to WrestleMania. Is WrestleMania over?
Ooh, I would love
girl, WrestleMania is next year.
Okay. I still need to go.
Same.
They were just here a few weeks ago.
They went. They did, I think, their biggest show right in San Jose. I'm from the Bay Area.
Hey, Bay Area.
Bay Area.
Right. So, yeah, that's super dope. Mm-hmm. That's a nice little giveaway.
Yeah, Nisa, you're
now,
so sweet.
Now we got to give away into these predictions, giving away our predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Wow, you could be really, you could work at Not Scary Farm. That's great.
Right, it got really loud. But, okay, so let's get those predictions. What do you guys think is going to happen? What's going to go on?
I feel like Nikki's still going to be crying like a little baby.
In part two.
But maybe she, like, stuff will start to turn around. Maybe she'll, like, realize, like, her behavior is, like, pouring over
Bratish.
To everybody, right? It's making everybody else feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
And maybe she will, I don't know, come back, be Nikki again.
Right.
We miss you.
I think John's going to surprise her.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Girl,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Good prediction.
Yeah.
That's a good prediction.
Because Paris is their thing.
Yeah.
So I think
that would be nice. Mm-hmm. That would be nice. I would like to see that. My question for, I think I have a question and just predictions. If she has such a problem with him not helping out with the wedding, I mean, what's she going to do with the baby?
Yeah.
Like, she's trying to plan a baby now, so I don't understand how that's going to happen, but hopefully
she should stop wrestling. If she wants a baby, stop wrestling, because...
Well, my thing is like, she wants John to give her a baby, but she's complaining about how he's not there right now for the wedding, and she's all being all sad girl.
Then travel with him, follow him.
Yeah.
With the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. She's already had her shine. She's old now. She's got to retire in that business.
You would travel with the baby?
Yeah, why not?
I like her.
Hey, when they got money like that, you know what I mean? Like, you can hire people.
Your nannies and stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have a nice little trailer. You're going to enjoy yourself, you know?
That
you
got to
support
true.
the
But
the
traveling
daddy.
Is a lot.
It
is very draining.
They have money
for
it.
Of course, yeah. When you have money, everything's easy, boo.
Not everything. No, not everything. I don't agree with that. But I am super, like, I would be super excited to see him show up. I would, you know, finally we get a little part of him showing up during the wedding, even though we know they don't get married. But it would be nice to see him there.
You
maybe
mean
that
the bachelor party, right? Bachelorette party, not the wedding.
Yeah. I'm saying him helping out doing something during the wedding.
I agree.
Usually a lot of men don't really help in the wedding. Usually.
Brian is just different.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan is just different.
Because he was raised different. John wasn't. You have to remember that.
I'll tell you what. When she's saying that he doesn't help, I was like, and what are you complaining about?
Right, because when she wants a baby.
I don't want your help. I want to do it myself. It's my family.
But when she has a baby, it's going to be the same way. So why she's moping now about a wedding?
You don't
a baby
know that.
Is going to be...
You don't know that. Things can change within a year.
That's true, but still, if they decide to have a kid, like, he's not going to stop working. He's going to work more because he's going to want to provide a different lifestyle for his child.
I mean, look at The Rock. He's still...
The Rock is totally... We have this conversation all
not.
The time. The Rock is different.
No, it's not.
He is... His situation is different. Yeah, his situation is different.
Whatever.
Anyway,
as a wrestling
so what's your
Wikipedia
prediction?
Person, I know some things.
My predictions are that I feel like the masquerade ball will come together, and that it'll spritz up Nikki's attitude a little bit more.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we get to see that her kind of actually enjoy Paris with her girls, like she was supposed to anyway. So.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm hoping next episode she's a little, you know. More. So that does it, ladies. Let them know where they can find you guys at.
Yeah, you can find me on social media at Anissa Bar. Don't forget my giveaway for a Wrestle Crate. Some pins, some stickers. What else do I have down there? Shoot, I got some cool socks, Macho Man socks. some fun gifts. So follow me on social media and I'll pick the winner probably. Maybe, you know what? I'm going to pick the winner at the final episode of this show.
Nice.
There we go.
Yes.
There we go. That's a nice
recap.
How
exciting.
Okay, you guys can find me. Oh, Crystal McLaughlin here. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. Crystal with an I, C-R-I-S-T-A-L, 823. And be sure to tune in to my show, Southern Charm, that comes on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock.
Yes, make sure you tune in. And I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me everywhere on all social media platforms at Miss Mo Loveless, and that's M-S. Mo Loveless. Also, make sure you check out my website, MoniqueLoveless.com, for all your style tips and tricks. And you can catch me on Mondays with Shades of Blue at 8 p.m. So make sure you guys check us all out. Make sure you sign up for the giveaway.
That's right.
And thank you for tuning in.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.